Now, we know there's been some dramas around town, not just in recent times, Kyles, but certainly over a period of time.
It's been going on for ages. We're talking burglaries, cars, homes, businesses.
And not just everywhere. Traditional areas that really, again, gets my goat that when people say, it was bloody probably Eagle Hawk or Long Gully or Calgary. No, it's everywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. What about Johnny's joint in the middle of town? Bang, the other night. While he was asleep, came in and flogged his bit of his cash and stuff like
that. Very, very brazen of whoever that person
That's
or
exactly
people
right.
were.
Yeah. Well, it's time. A lot of people are saying, we can't take things into your own hands, can you?
No, you can't, unfortunately. You need to get the police involved because they've got the equipment to, do what they need to do to get us on track.
One of the places that's been hit fairly often would be Huntley around the Bagshot area. Aaron Wheelhouse is here, my old mate. G'day, mate. I think he's there, Big Az. Yeah, he is. G'day, mate.
G'day, Brian. G'day, how are you, mate?
Yeah. Good mate. Say, yeah, say g'day to Colin.
Hey,
Aaron, what's going on? Huntley Bagshot, because it's a newer area, it seems like the thieves are targeting your area.
Yeah, look, it's also because there's quite a lot of rural properties out there, Cogs, farm sheds and town halls and stuff seem to be a fairly easy target because there's not too many residential houses around that the particular property, so they're an easy target, and a few people outside of town have just sort of had enough of it, and this is the new age bush telegraph, basically. It's a pretty quick way to put a message out if your car's been knocked off or if there's a suspicious car pulling into driveways and all this sort of stuff. You put something on Facebook, which is what we've got up and running, and I think we've got nearly 800 members
through that area now.
So it gets word out pretty quick.
A dedicated Facebook page. What's it called, Aaron?
It's called Huntley Bagshot Neighbourhood Watch.
Righty, I was just going to say, it's a form of Neighbourhood Watch, right. But it's not, are you aligned with the Neighbourhood Watch model? No.
Is that still going?
No. So it is.
Yeah,
right, okay.
It's just a word of mouth thing, and it is. Yeah, you call it Neighbourhood Watch, that's just a term you throw out, but it's not actually a sanctioned Neighbourhood Watch where you have meetings and that sort of stuff.
Well, they used to be a big thing, as we know, in the 80s and the 90s and even into the early 2000s.
Sign on the fence, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Neighbourhood Watch.
Or on your letterbox, But I've just done a search, actually, locally. I can say we've only got 3 Neighbourhood Watch places in Bendigo. Bendigo East, Epsom, Ascot and Maiden Gully.
But is it fair to say, Aaron, out at your joint, what you're trying to do with Huntley Bagshot, is it fair to say that whilst you don't want to be vigilantes and go out there and say to people, right, we're the cops now, you have to take things and put them in your own hands because you're the ones getting your stuff knocked off.
Well, it's more just keeping an eye out for what's going on. I mean, and out there, being on farms and stuff, you do get random cars just pull into your driveway and see if anybody comes out. If they come out, then they reverse out very, very quickly. And, look, you can take as many photos as you want, but that's probably a stolen car or false number plate. So what do? But then, bang, you jump straight on Facebook and say there's a white sedan, here's a photo of it, poking around out the Bagshot area, keep your eye out for it. And then all of a sudden people are starting to look for this particular car. And
I think it's a great idea, and it's time, Aaron, isn't it? It's time to do this because people are sick of it, and not just in your area, Huntley Bagshot, just all over the joint. We're just jack of people coming along and taking stuff they don't have. It's not theirs.
Yeah, you work too hard for it.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, that's
someone
so
just
true.
Take it.
How successful has your own little Bagshot Huntley Neighbourhood Watch model been, Aaron?
Yeah, we've actually traced down a couple of stolen cars.
Oh, good.
Purely by that.
Yeah.
And helped the police on a couple of investigations by having photos or a lot of people are getting their surveillance camera out now and they don't realise something's happened and then all of a sudden they'll see there has been something in the area, so they'll just go back, have a look at their footage and go, oh, look, yep, there's Joe Blow going past it. 3:01 in the morning. So
I would imagine then that the local police would be quite across and happy for you to continue doing this.
Oh, look, because we're not going out with pitchforks and shovels and chasing people, it's basically, you've got to work with the police. They need as much help as they can get because
they do.
There's only X amount of them, but there's 40 times more general public just out there that have got their camera phones and their surveillance cameras.
Yeah, so. What a great initiative, Aaron. We really love it. We're running out of time, but if there's people listening and they are looking at starting up a similar model to you, can they get in contact, Aaron?
Yeah, just hit us up on our Facebook page.
Awesome. Great stuff.
Huntley Bagshot Neighbourhood Watch. Great idea, Aaron Wheelhouse. Love it, mate. I know it's not yours, it's your brother's, but claim it.
Yeah, all over it, mate.
And keep fighting the good fight, Aaron. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.